Hi Catherine, this is Marie. I will be giving you feedback on your course learning activities through this audio podcast. To begin, I think you have a good start to your learning activities here. I like your module titles, and I'd like you to carry the creative labeling of activities in other areas of your course, throughout your course. When I look at Module 1, getting to know each other, I'm wondering what the purpose of having two separate introductions are. You have a written introduction and a video introduction, if there's some sort of purpose for that. I like to see that in the learning activities. Otherwise, you could probably just have one or the other. I think in the first discussion, you may need something in addition to introductions that will spur interaction. I'd like you to review the overall course feedback about writing discussion questions. Maybe you could ask something like what they would like to get out of the course. In Module 1, I'm also wondering why the reflection blog is the only thing that's being evaluated. In Module 3, I see that you're asking students to do discussion and blogging. I think they need to be a little bit more clearly defined. For your discussion, you're asking students to share what they have learned about their personality in different job choices on the discussion board, but I'm not sure that that would really create a lot of interaction. So I think you should, rewrite the questions to try to get students to interact around the concepts a little bit more. If you have a question such as, Why is it important to know yourself when deciding on a future career? That type of question is more open-ended and can allow students to go in many different directions. And when they're bringing in different ideas into this discussion, I believe that it allows them to reach a higher level when you're thinking about objectives in Bloom's taxonomy, because students have to analyze the concepts and think about where they fit in and then write something about how it relates. So that is a much more engaging activity in terms of trying to get them to meet the objectives versus just having them report out on what they found about their personality. Now, having them report about their personality and reflect on it and how it changes their view of a possible career choice, I think that's a good blog question that you have there, asking them to reflect on what they found. Again, in Module 4, you're asking students to discuss strengths and weaknesses that are required for specific jobs. I think, again, your discussion questions may need some work. I'm not sure that this will actually encourage students to respond to each other. So I think you want to possibly rewrite that. In Module 5, it looks like you're going to have students develop some sort of list or guide to resume writing. I think this is an interesting activity that students probably would enjoy, and it gets them thinking about things from another angle. But I'm wondering how or what tool you'll be using to do this. Will you be using a wiki or some sort of course blog or a shared Google Doc? I think you should, think about that and make that explicit to students. The questions for the blog, asking students to give one thing that should be included in a resume, and why do you think that's the most important thing to include? I think those might be more discussion questions. I'm not sure. I think that the blog question here is, how can you improve your own resume? Given what you've learned, given what your classmates have added to the guide to resume writing, how can you analyze and improve your own resume? In Module 6, you have videotape your own mock interview with a classmate and post the video for all to view. Again, I think this is a really interesting activity. I'm just concerned that students will struggle with this. So I think giving students specific instructions for how they can use Skype and how they can record the video will be very important, especially for students who don't use Skype all that often. And also, I'm wondering, how will students know what questions to ask each other in the mock interviews? Are you going to be providing a list or giving them some sort of scenario? I think that may be really cool, is to write up some different scenarios that you place the student in, and then have them be a job candidate and be interviewed in that scenario. That would be really cool. So module 7, you're having them kind of bring together everything that they've learned to create a career portfolio. I'd like to see more detail here. I'm not quite sure how this is going to be completed or what tool they'll be putting all their materials in. And I'm wondering if this will be shared with the class or if this could actually be used. I mean, LinkedIn is a very popular site right now. I'm sure there's other career sites. Could you have the students practice filling out a profile in a real tool and have that be their portfolio, like have that as be part of the course? How do you present yourself in a digital manner to get a job in the 21st century? So I think that is something maybe you want to consider. I don't see how you'll be providing feedback to the students, so you might want to expand upon that, as well as adding a course community area. There will be some feedback on that in the overall course feedback for the learning activities that Professor Pickett is putting together. So I think you can use that feedback to design an area where students can socialize and you can gather feedback, shared resources, suggestions, and technical issues. But overall, Catherine, I think this is a good start. I think you just need to work on a few things, refine a few things, and I think you have a good start on the course learning activities.